On the 1st of this month, the FRAC deployed 4 of its personnel to every petroleum depot in the country to ensure that only tankers that meet the minimum safety standards will be allowed to load petroleum products. The corps insists that, apart from the fuel tanks getting well latched to the vehicles to avoid falling, the vehicles should have good brakes, while speed limit devices must be installed in the vehicles. The measure by the corps was part of the agreement reached with critical stakeholders to check the incessant accident involving heavy-duty vehicles, which have caused the death of many Nigerians, while property worth millions of naira have been lost. During the meeting, which was to review the deployment of FRAC personnel to depots, the corps marshal stressed the need to train more stakeholders in order to plug all loopholes.
We resolve that a week after the deployment, we should have a full review session so that if there are any challenges, that can be resolved. So some of the issues have been resolved. Our personnel are now at the tank farms ensuring that the minimum safety standard is complied with.
While commending major marketers for complying with minimum safety standards to an acceptable level, Mr. Oyeyemi said the corps would compel independent marketers to do the same. Mr. Oyeyemi assured that all enforcement programs, including Operation Scorpion, would continue until the nation's roads are safe for Nigerians to use at all times. He said the mobile court for prosecuting offenders will be increased to 200 from the present number of 144.
Last week, we worked in 5 major locations, and we are going to sustain it. And I believe with the resumption of courts by the judges now, I want to increase the number of mobile courts to about 200. And I want to assure Nigerians that we are really ready to ensure that more lives are saved this year.
The representative of the petroleum tanker drivers, arm of the NUPENG, Mr. Solomon Kilanko, said the union was in full support of the FRAC and called on the corps to fully carry the members along.
We have cooperated with them 100%. Nobody wants an accident. Those that have been prevented should be prevented.
The president, Association of Maritime Truck Owners, Chief Remy Ogungbemi, called on the government to assist the group in securing a terminal where the drivers will park and observe some rest.
In the situation where they queue on the road 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, they will not sleep, they will not eat well, they will not bath. They are human beings. There's no how you can expect such a person to behave normal.
The FRAC has held discussions at various fora with the leadership of major marketers, depot and tank farm owners, petroleum tanker drivers, the NUPENG, and other critical associations. It has also trained truck drivers at depots across the country, as well as helping them to acquire genuine driver's license and highway code, in addition to free medical screening and treatment, all in a bid to reduce the incidence of road crashes. In Lagos, Innocent Honor for Radio Nigeria.